From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting massive terror-related arrests in Saudi Arabia. Top Saudi Interior Ministry officials have announced that the kingdom has arrested 431 people, most of them Saudis, suspected of belonging to Islamic State sleeper cells. The Saudi Interior Ministry said in a statement some suspects were alleged to be involved in recent acts of terrorism. Others were alleged to be plotting future attacks on mosques, security forces, and other targets. The announcement came a day after an Islamic State attack on a crowded marketplace in Iraq's eastern Diyala province killed at least 115 people. The Saudi ministry officials said more than 400 men with ties to Islamic State sleeper cells were arrested overall, with Saudi State TV reading off the names of the alleged top ringleaders in the Islamic State cells, showing their photographs and describing their terrorist activities. Now, that attack in Iraq, officials say up to 115 people included women and children as victims. They were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province, one of the deadliest attacks carried out by Islamic State militants since they overran large parts of Iraq. The Friday blast at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Sa'ad also wounded up to 170 people, according to police, while speaking anonymously because they were not authorized to brief the media. Many had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Security forces were out in full across Diyala Saturday with dozens of new checkpoints and security protocols immediately implemented. This is VOA News.